Henry here on the King's Week on Metro FM, and we are deep in the hot box right now on the show, and we are talking about state spending today on the show, and we've just shared an example of just one element of how public funds are actually, like, you know, actually spent. And we did say also as well that what's now further highlighted how much of a crisis is happening there is the fact that a report has just been released by the Center for Development and Enterprise, and this report is titled Running Out of Road, South Africa's Public Finances and What is to Be Done. That raises so many alarm bells, you know, because also talking about the fact that once again, the slow growth of our actual like economy, you know, looking at the fact that as well, we are spending so much. It talks about that particular crisis and also speaks about how seemingly our government doesn't have a solution for it yet. And it's just ongoing and no end in sight.
You can evidently see that with all the government bailouts that are continuing to happen.
Yeah.
Because that money doesn't come from the air. We don't have a tree where we are picking it from.
And I wish we did. So like we could do so much here in Mzansi as well. So with that said, we are joined by the Executive Director of the CDE, Anne Bernstein. Anne, how are you doing?
Great. Thanks. I'm pleased to be on your show.
Thank you so much for actually making time for us here as well, especially as the authors of this actual report. So what did you identify as the main causes, you know, like for so much public state expenditure continuing at such an alarming rate?
Well, there are a few causes. 2008, South Africa's economy starts to slow down, getting worse over the course of the decade, but our public expenditure starts to go up. So you see a big gap between the revenues we get and our expenditure. So that's a very big cause of this. And our economy is really slow. So we're struggling with a lot of issues, as you summarized it all very well. Essentially, we spend more than we take in, and we now owe over 3 trillion rand.
Jeez.
So this is back at over 60% of GDP, which is as high as it was at the end of the apartheid. So all the hard work we did in the 1990s, 2000s to get our debt down has been eroded. So the amount of money we owe is twice as high as in 2009. And most worrying of all, the graph's going up. It's not going down.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It's increasing. That's the most worrying thing. And we have to get this under control.
Definitely worrying indeed. Like you also say in the report that the path we're on as a country is increasingly, unsustainable. So how dire could the situation become now?
Well, there are countries with bigger debt to GDP ratios than South Africa has. What's most worrying about South Africa is this feeling of it being out of control. There isn't a steady tiller at the hand. And we already pay the cost. Don't underestimate the costs we pay. Capital's more expensive, investment is harder, and growth is slower because this debt is so high. It makes investors worried. Mm-hmm. They feel the situation getting all going the wrong way, and they're not sure what's going to happen and is the government going to turn this around? So that's really what's worrying. And now it's so big that it affects growth. That's the big thing I learned from all this work, that it's not just debt over here and we can talk about growth over there. There's a fundamental relationship between the two. On the other hand, if we grew faster, we did an experiment. If we had grown just 1% more per year over the last decade, we would be in a very different situation. Our debt would be declining in relation to GDP, and it would be in the low 40s rather than 63% and rising.
Now, looking at the fact that our growth is really not there as yet, and we also looking at all the forecasts that are being made about the economy right now, it's going to take us a while to get there. What are some of the actual interim solutions that we can put in place now, like just to solve this problem?
Well, there's four types of solution, and we have to make progress on all four.
Right.
We have to restore the rule of law. The institutions of our society have to come back to being attractive to investors and to all of us. So the debate about expropriation without compensation and nationalization of the Reserve Bank are really fundamental. They undermine the stability of our society and the key fundamentals. So we've got to get our institutions right. Mm. We've made progress since President Ramaphosa came in, but not enough. But we've also regressed on some issues. So that's one big set of issues.
Mm.
The second is we have to look at our state-owned companies. We can't have endless bailouts. Would you rather your $300 million went to a failing SA Express or to the National Prosecution Authority? I know where I would vote.
Okay.
So we've got to look at the whole sector. Obviously, Eskom, we need to keep the lights on. So we've got to fix Eskom, and we can't wait anymore. And we have to have real solutions that are bold and that will fix the job. There's some other state-owned companies. There are over 760 of them. There are many of them that just eat up money, are not very efficient, and in many cases, not all, the private sector could do it better. But you've got to have competitive markets. So we've got to restructure the SOC sector and think hard about each big institution.
Right.
And why is it in the state? Why is my tax money paying for it? Why isn't the private market doing it? So a lot of big questions there. Thirdly, we have to cut state expenditure. In the last decade, public sector grew and wages grew at 11% per annum. This is just can't go on. So we've got to look at that wage trajectory. And in some places, not policemen or women, not teachers, not health workers, but in some areas, in the SOCs and in the public sector, we've got to cut the numbers of people. But most important of all, we will not fix our debt until we grow our economy. So we've got to say that growth is top of our list of key priorities. And we have to make the reforms we keep talking about that will help get growth going again. And we also have to make growth much more labor intensive to get all those millions of people an opportunity for work.
Okay. Now, can we ask you this question as well, please?
And with the growing, with the country growing and getting bigger with the number of people as well, how do we then strike the balance between the government salaries and so forth and making sure that we still service the needs of people?
Very important question. We've done a lot of work on this. In our view, there are two big things. You have to get more people into jobs. So we have to create jobs for the workforce we actually have, not the highly skilled workforce we wish we had. Secondly, and that means we've got to open the economy to more labor-intensive factories and activities and tourism, everything we can think of. We mustn't rule anything out to get people into a job. Secondly, it's about time we really fixed education in this country.
Right.
So the two are related to each other. You know, education will take time. We've got to start now to get results. And jobs, and growth. Investment and into labor-intensive and all activities. Absolutely vital.
Thank you so much. We were chatting here on the King Suites to Anne Bernstein, Executive Director of the actual CDE, who have released a report on public finances over the past decade. And it's all definitely woe is me. But like Anne has said, if we get growth, you know, right, we could definitely be back on the path that we need to be on to make sure that such things are curbed as well.